Because the Development Corporation is a state agency, the Planning Board can't approve the 43,000-square-foot building, but it can recommend approval, as it did after a public hearing. Waterfront Development VP Stephen Rinaldi says the harbor development goal is to start next month on the building, turn it over to the museum as a shell in June of next year, and then the museum will finish the building in time to open late next year. Architect Philip DiNicola says the plan is to use brick and stone and some metal to suggest this is a building which has been worked and reworked.
It's a mercantile building, very similar to what you find out in that history. And over time, as it was renovated and reused, we kind of like tried to narrate how the building was modified over time and use that as a starting point and point of departure into our project. So when you look at this project, you'll see there's windows that are blocked in as though it was filled in over time.
The structure will go on part of the site of the old Memorial Auditorium, just on the edge of the canal and the ice rink, with access to the canal towpath. There will be two entrances, one for school kids on field trips on a bus. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.